So who is the mana that we've been talking about who needs to refuse? It says the Mishnah kol she'sur ima ve'acha ledata, that is whoever was given in marriage by her mother or her brothers while she was still a mana, but with her knowledge. It has to be with her knowledge. He'sur she'lo ledata, if she's married off without her knowledge, she doesn't even need to refuse. That's not valid. It only works, them giving her in marriage, only works if it's done with her knowledge. And then we said, while she's still a minor, she has the ability just to refuse. So I don't want to be married anymore. She walks away. She doesn't need a get, and she walks away. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Aymer, he says, Kol tinoka she'ena yechel lishma kedusha, any minor who is not able to guard her kiddushin, meaning either the document or the money that was given to her to get married with, Einet Shrichel Aman is too young to be married off in this way and doesn't need refusal. So it brings up here interesting from the Rambam that from the ages of 6 to 10, that's when we're not sure if she has the ability to be married off like this. Less than 6, she can't be married off by her mother and her brothers. From 6 to 10, we would check her to see if she's able to guard her money or her document. And then over 10, that's when we assume that she is able to, and that's when they could marry her off, and that's when she could refuse, you know, if she wanted to. Rabbi Lezer Omer, he says, Ein masik tana klum. He says, Rabbi Lezer, the act of a mana is nothing. Ela kimafuta, it's rather, it's like she's not even considered to be married. She's rather considered to be almost like seduced, says Rabbi Lezer. And therefore, Bas Yisrael Lekohen, if she's the daughter of Yisrael and she's married to a Kohen, Lo Teichel Betruma, she can't eat Truma. And Bas Kohen Yisrael, Teichel Betruma, if she's a Bas Kohen and they marry her off to Yisrael, she can continue to eat Truma because it's not considered to be a valid marriage according to Rabbi Lezer.